You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. About 15 anti-war protesters gathered outside of the office for Member of Parliament Anna Ganey in NDG on Tuesday. This small protest was part of a larger national event where activists across the country urged their local MPs to vote in favor of Bill C-233, known as the No Loopholes Act, ending Canadians' arms shipments to the United States and Israel. Bill C-233 is a private member's bill introduced by NDP MP Jenny Kwan. It goes to a vote on February 26th. The bill is formally called an Act to Amend the Export and Import Permits Act. It seeks to tighten restrictions on shipping military goods to the United States, expand the definition of arms and weapons to include weaponry parts, and create more transparency around what Canada exports and where it goes. The Government of Canada maintains that it has not allowed arms shipments to Israel since January of 2024. However, Israeli import data and publicly available shipping records show imports described as military weaponry and parts and ammunition continue to flow into Israel, in particular through sea and airports in the United States. Here in NDG, Member of Parliament Anna Ganey has never responded to local activists about their concerns regarding Palestine. Her office would not respond to CJLO for comment on this protest. Here is one of the protest organizers, Kimri Gomri. She's the coordinator for World Beyond War Montreal.
We're here protesting nonviolently against a horrible, violent, murderous regime in, you know, and our country's complicity and compliance with that regime. So I think Anna Ganey's a Zionist, like some of our MPs are, and she has no problem with the genocide. But we have a problem with the genocide, and she's supposed to represent us.
Though the protest outside of MP Ganey's office was small, members from multiple different activist groups were present, including World Beyond War, the Palestinian Youth Movement, Vivre Palestine, and Independent Jewish Voices. Here is Scott Weinstein, a member of Independent Jewish Voices Canada, speaking at the demonstration.
A year ago, Canada, you know, seemed to conform to the popular opinion of Canadians to not send arms to Israel. But in fact, they were sending arms to Israel by sending them indirectly first to the United States, which then sent them to Israel. So there's a loophole that no arms go to the United States that would be destined for Israel. And we want people to pressure their MPs to vote to close that loophole.
Bill C-233 goes to a vote on February 26th in Parliament. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
CJLO, we're listening to On an Evening. My name is Joe. Put me for the next hour. This is Sense by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
It's in vogue to be feckless when it comes to the mother taking care of us. I know it's so make me action. I know it's recognizable.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. It's a hard one to say. Sense, first song off their album, Paper Mache Dream Balloon, which I managed to download recently. I didn't realize all their stuff is free online. I remember seeing something about them taking all their stuff off Spotify a little while ago, but I didn't know it was free. So that's great. Welcome to the end of another Tuesday. I hope you're ready to relax. I've got a couple different things today. I've got a fair bit of hip hoppy esque stuff. And then a little bit more like indie rock type stuff just at the end. I've recently found out that I had access to, there was a staff email that went out. There's a CJLO online archive of music. So I'm saying all these things and complaining about trying to find stuff to download, but there's loads of music on there that I didn't know I had access to. I also never use all the physical stuff that's kind of surrounding me in the studio. There's loads of CDs, there's loads of vinyls. So maybe I'll have to have a look. But yeah, so there's some of the stuff from that. I've got a few Canadian ones. Quite a lot of them are new. Actually, next up, we've got the newest one from my friend Solar, based out of Montreal. Mind Control. There's a music video for it on YouTube, which is really, really cool. Go check it out. Go support everything that they're doing. It's incredible. It's incredible. It's a really fun little jazzy one. Easy listening. And then after that, we're going to have... what have I got next? Hold on. Wake Up Bitch by Yaya Bay.
You know, sorry. Before you felt like giving, so easy to think I could try, but I could never try. Oh, it was never me. You wanted it to be. It was never you, no. I want someone like me. Love is choosing, baby, and we didn't do that. Don't think I'm in love, cause I didn't do that. We didn't do that. Hoping on doing that. Yeah. I like you so much, I get dizzy when we touch. I'll keep you close to me. All I need is some mind control. You've been in it all day. Mind control is just out of my brain.
Afraid, nigga. I said, oh, revolt took the power and respect. Power, money, theft, shuffle through the tower. Moments flex, morals you neglect. Watch them fall, peep the shit and play you cool like I'm a fly on the wall. Watching how these niggas lie, but I can't call it anyway. The tides will turn out any day. Stack my cheddar for the spread in case these crackers wanna play. But shit, bitch, I ain't been the one since the one met the one. Now they two with it. You get it, act dumb and I take your little ass to school with it. How fitting, you ain't tough as you say you is. You scared and I know you is. Call me Tina, I squirt the biz. We ain't done till I say we is. Shit, nigga, all these labels is bullshit. All your heroes ain't bow shit. Government don't give a shit. It's a recession, they don't say it, but shit, I know it is. This shit depression, I don't say it, but shit, I know it is. Confessions of a real bitch and make a bitch feel real sick. When situations get real thick and all my niggas is real pissed. It's never a pot to put it in. The pockets is always paper thin. It's already hell we living in. The fuck is we talking about some sin? Shame, shame, shame. What are you afraid of? Huh? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
CJLO, 1690 AM.
The Fuck Off Festival is back for its 12th edition in Quebec City from February 13th to the 21st. Presented by SiriusXM, this major celebration of merging and alternative music will light up the capital with nearly 100 artists. Come discover your next favorite act, including Galbe, Afternoon Bike Ride, Mess, and Wizard. Full details at fuckoff.com. That is PHOQUEOFF.com.
Stay tuned to CJLO 1690, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon, for Montreal's most diversified gospel show, Gospel Unlimited. Join Ray, Tanisha, and Curtis as they take you on a musical journey and share stimulating conversations along the way. Don't miss it. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon. Gospel Unlimited.
That was a really abrupt cutoff. That's another new one from Montreal. From this artist I found during my digging called Sandhill, Arabic hip hop That one is called Beatty, off the album Gaza to Jenin. And I was procrastinating work and looking for loads of music. This one I justified spending money on. I was looking for I was looking for something to do that wasn't work, and it was spending money on music. But all proceeds of that album go straight to the PCRF. So go support the album. It's just, I mean, you're making a donation, but you're getting some cool music out of it. It's a really cool record. So I would recommend. Next one up, I'm gonna play another one from the archives that I found from 2024, Doechii Alligator Bites Never Heal, which is off the album of the same name. That was it. Grammy nominated? Did it win? I think it won. I can't remember. I don't see much of her online anymore. She was so big, and I don't see anything about her. I don't know. Maybe she's working on the next big thing. Alligator Bites Never Heal.
Sanctuary. I've done my deeds, and it's seeds I never watered. But I swear as I got older, I could see that all the gold was there inside me. So I keep a lock and key and a tight security over my sanctuary. Over my sanctuary. Disguised as friends, I've let love inside to let it out again. Secrets buried deep in my sanctuary. Seasons changing through the window, I can see people planning to pull pieces out of me. Please, won't you spare me? Sanctuary. Yeah. I've done my deeds, planted seeds I never watered. But I swear as I got older, I could see that all the gold was there inside me. So I keep a lock and key and a tight security over my sanctuary.
Sanctuary by Mareba, 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 Mareba. Beautiful song, beautiful song. I that was another one where I found it in the CGLO archives. It came out, I think, pretty much a year ago. It was the 14th, so Valentine's Day last year. That one came out. Gorgeous, gorgeous song. New in my rotation. Speaking of, hope everyone had a lovely Valentine's Day, be that with a partner or cozied up on your own watching Netflix or going out having a night out. However you spent it, I hope it was very, very lovely. I've got a song about love coming up later, actually, that I think is really, really, really beautifully written. You know what? I'll play it now. We'll switch up the order. Let me find it. This is a track by Aquanaru, who I found a couple of years ago now, and she is such a gorgeous poet. Like, just incredible. Incredible, incredible writer. I think it's such a beautifully written track, and it's such a, I don't know, it sets such a nice atmosphere. There's actually a different version of this track. So this is called Poetry, How Does It Feel? And there's a version that came out in collaboration with an orchestra of some kind. I can't remember what the orchestra's called. But it's the All About Love version after bell hooks, and I think that version of that song is one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. But I think this one is absolutely incredible as well. Obviously the writing is the same, but yeah, it's a really, really, I'll play it. I think it's a great it's a beautiful description of love. It's a beautiful, beautiful feeling. Poetry, how does it feel?
If love had a sound, this would be that sound. Love. By windows and doorsteps, play make believe as my tears pour chest. Won't succeed to breathe if not the hair of you. Surely there's never been a shade so blue, a sting attitude so not mad at you. Not a magnitude to encompass the latitude of my love for you. No space or time compatible. What do I have to do? What do I have to do? Ooh, my friends say I got it bad for you. I do, but there's nothing in this world I'd rather do but you. Hey, I want to make love to your existence, drenched in the colors of your energy, then masturbate to the memories. I want to lose myself inside yourself until you find me, confine me to the freedom of your prison. Exist in the same space, same time. Combine until your thoughts slow grind with mine. Combine until your thoughts slow grind with mine. Combine until your thoughts slow grind with mine. My, I wanna drink the sweat of your intellect. Reflect and watch your light passion mark my neck. Caress the sight of your presence with no question. Undress to the nakedness of love, pure love. I want to make love to my soulmate. My soulmate, make love to my soulmate. My soulmate, make love to my soulmate. I wonder, how does it feel to make love to your soulmate? Kinda like writing poetry till climax, till the point and place where our space and time match and we cross divine paths. Tell me, would you like that? How would you like that? Tell me, would you like that? Now, would you like that? Tell me, would you like that? Would you like that? Tell me. I wanna love you more than madly. Wrap these legs around your words until your speech is straddled deep. Gladly swim the currents of your vibration. Be separate and one with the same meditation. The same meditation. This is poetry.
Take a walk with me. just journey through this never before seen. Every night I wake in my dreams, travel to these worlds I've never even been. How can I be sure when I'm wanting more? Memories tend to fade, but do they really end? So who are you the day that life begins again?
Alpha Mist featuring Kaya Thomas Dyke. Alpha Mist, incredible jazz, either artist or collective. I don't want to get that wrong. But always collaborates with incredible artists. It is just the guy. Always has incredible collaborations. I remember discovering him from Loyal Kana, I think. I can't even remember what the song was, but yeah, I love this kind of jazzy, soulful, down-tempo stuff. Perfect thing for a Tuesday evening. That's why you're here. Next up is a song called, I'm going to butcher this pronunciation, No Es Una Batalla, El Ovido. By Lautaro Signoril. Awful. Anyway, I need to start making lists of the songs, because the playlists aren't on Spotify anymore. So I don't know if anyone's got any suggestions for how I can compile a playlist for if you want to go through and find a song afterwards, because I know that sometimes I stumble over my words and it's not very obvious. But yeah. I need to figure that out. If it's something needed. I know you can just Shazam as well. Or drop me a text as it's playing. Anyway, yeah. This is that song. I'm not going to try again. It's a new one. And this guy is from Argentina. I found it on Bandcamp. The project's called 1100 or 110. Here it is. As I was just texting Alina, complaining about how I can never pronounce anything right. Here's her go.
No es una batalla. El olvido, olvido, dependent. Lautaro, si no li.
I don't know if you could hear any of that. It was coming up my phone. We'll move on. We'll move on. Next one, Poor Boy, Nick Drake.
Let us sing for my supper. I never held my neighbor. Never do what is proper. My fair share of labor. I'm a poor boy and I'm a rover. Count your coins and throw them over my shoulder. I may grow older. Nobody knows how cold it grows, and nobody sees how shaking my knees. Nobody cares how steep my stairs, and nobody smiles if I cross the stairs.
Every day, where will he stay? You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Located in the heart of Little Burgundy, Universal Negro Improvement Association of Montreal presents Unity in the Community. Marcus Garvey once quoted, "A people without the knowledge of their history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots." Located at 2741 Notre Dame West from February the 15th to March 15th, join us Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5 for a vibrant series celebrating the legacy and ongoing contributions of the Black community in Montreal. Hosted by Gordon Weeks and Joe Zamal, each event is designed to engage, educate, and inspire through storytelling, film, and live performance. Discover the rich history, learn from trailblazers, and connect with others passionate about cultural heritage and empowerment. Sunday, February 22nd at 3 p.m., join us for a screening of Garvey's Ghost, an original Canadian series directed by Francis Ann Solomon. Travel through time and follow the hilarious adventures of Marcus Garvey's Ghost. There will also be a virtual Q&A with cast and crew, hosted in collaboration with Montreal School of Performing Arts. For more, check out uniamontreal334.com.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
press down on me and fish around my open mouth. Sky like a big screen over ears of calm. Above the clouds, monitoring whereabouts, every night you're up there staring, observing in the world.
I'm running low on time, so we're not gonna get to hear the whole of the last song, unfortunately. Those last two, I'm gonna play it in the background now, just so you still get to hear some of it. Those last two were, what did I play? I played The Country by the Playground Bullies. That's a new one, Montreal band, really cool, kind of reminds me of a sort of Geese-esque type stuff. And then that one was Fake Moon V1 by Cleopatrick, who my friend Will took me to a gig of theirs. It's not necessarily my primary base of what I listen to, but that song's pretty cool. Yeah, they're from Ontario, so Canadian content. And I've just managed to secure a house with Will, the aforementioned Will, for next year. So that's positive. We're sorted in Manchester. This one, sorry for talking over the vocals, but this one is Garden Song and or Lesson Yet by Where Did the Floor Go? Also new, also Montreal. Thank you for listening this week, and enjoy the last minute or so of this song. See you next week, hopefully.